The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. Something struck me in reading this gospel passage this morning. And right at the beginning when our Lord says, whoever comes to me will never hunger, whoever believes in me will never thirst. I thought, we don't really believe that. Or at least I don't fully or perfectly believe that. Or I would not turn to anything of this world to quench my thirst or to take away my hunger. Or at least I would not turn to any created thing in a way that is contrary to the will of God. It made me think of this. So St. Augustine says, if we love anything apart from God, or even if we love anything along with God, that love is disorder. Any created thing we love, we should love because of God and for His glory. So anything you love, even you say like your spouse, right? You don't love your spouse along with God. You love your spouse because of God. This is the one He's entrusted to you, and you are to love him or her as He desires you to. And that'll be a greater love than if you loved him or her along with God. And that's true of any created thing. If we try to fill ourselves with any created thing, when that's not God's will, it'll just leave us hungering for more, or there'll be an emptiness. Or if we turn to any created thing before we turn to God, something is lacking in our faith. We have not yet discovered that God alone suffices. Let us ask for that grace today. I remember one time, there's a man I know well who was an alcoholic. He thought, gosh, after I get married, you know, everything's going to be okay. Then he thought, you know, after I have kids, then everything, I'm going to finally be able to give this up. A few years into the marriage, after a couple of kids, he kept turning to drink. And he begins to pray. And he never tried prayer. And he kept saying, Lord, take this away. You know, I want to get rid of this. Please help. One day, he's going to the liquor store. And he goes and he grabs another bottle. And as he's reaching down for this bottle, all of a sudden, he is filled with this loathing, just this total repulsion. And he's never drank again. An extraordinary grace that he was given, but it's a grace we should ask for. Lord, let me believe with all my heart that if I come to you, I will never hunger or thirst, that you will be enough for me.